Alola.
Welcome to the 30 season 20 episode
3976.
37. This is our 976th episode
of Alola Vacation.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you sound real confident. I'm your host, SBJ. Irene with me.
Hi, I'm really good at mimicking you, but not following through.
Oh, then how does anyone know you're actually good at it?
Because I'm not.
No follow through.
It's not my job.
This episode will be in the main feed of It's Super Effective, so if you're listening, hello.
Oh, I'm stressed. Oh, man.
This is a bonus episode for you guys. If you you end up liking this and you want to listen to future or past episodes of Alola Vacation, you can jump over to ise.cash. Why are you giving me that look? It's shorter than patreon.com/itsupereffective.
I'm just stressing about how this is in the main feed. So I'm just like the sweat emoji right now.
Oh, well, we've given a couple of these away for free.
But you usually don't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't listen to them anyway, so.
I don't.
It's all good. We'll clean them up. If you want to follow along with the anime, if you want to watch it before you listen to this, this is episode 37 of season 20. Like we said, Irene was not exaggerating. This is the 976th episode of all of the Pokemon anime. It is called Rising from the Ruins, and you should be able to watch it on Netflix for free. But even better, if you don't want to pay I think it's $11 a month now.
I thought
Netflix
was like 14.
If you don't want to pay that, you can just go to Pokemon.com and watch it. Watch all of season 20 and season 21 for free on Pokemon.com. And if you don't have a computer.
How are you listening to this?
But you have an iPhone or an Android phone.
Yeah, so then you can use the Pokemon TV app or whatever it's called.
There you go. Do you work for the Pokemon Company? What a selling point. You can just use the Pokemon TV app. Yes, this episode is on the Pokemon TV app as well. For free.
For free.
Before we get into this episode, Irene, do you want to read the blurb?
I can read the blurb. After attacking Rowlet during Ash's grand trial, Rockruff is too upset to sleep. It sneaks out of the house and encounters Tapu Lele, who just wants to battle. The Island Guardian thinks they're just having fun, but Rockruff is badly hurt. Olivia's midday form Lycanroc and Gladion's midnight form Lycanroc discover the injured Rockruff and take it to Tapu Lele for healing. Gladion. After Ash comes looking for his friend, Tapu Lele uses Draining Kiss to take energy from both Lycanroc and give it to Rockruff. Rockruff is feeling better, and then it evolves into a Lycanroc no one has ever seen before. A dusk form Lycanroc with bright green eyes, like Harry Potter.
It doesn't say the Harry Potter part in the blurb.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was an addition by me.
Oh, I see. So
I always get so stressed reading these because it's like, I've said this in the past, but it's like, oh, I can read this in my head, but the second I have to start doing it, it doesn't sound as great out loud.
Reading out loud sucks.
I mean, I like it, but.
You just like stumble.
No, I was totally that person though in class. Like the teacher would call on someone else and I would just sit and read.
Silently judge them.
Yeah. And then they'd be like, Irene, you read. And I'd be like, oh gosh.
Yeah, that's everyone that listens to ISC. They're just like, how can he not? Like, I do read the articles ahead of time, but as soon as I say it out loud, it's all downhill. How did you feel about this episode? We've seen a lot of said episodes.
I'm sorry, what?
We've seen a lot of episodes up to this point.
Yeah. But
how did you feel about this one?
I do not understand what you were trying to say to me just now.
Literally,
there was a lot of episodes that you've seen that we've seen. What did you think of this? That's how I comprehended.
Yeah, it made sense.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Were you trying to say we've seen a lot of episodes this season? What did you think?
That's literally what I said.
Sure.
Roll back the tapes.
Stop it.
Roll them back. That's what I said.
I thought you said roll the facts. I was like, well, that's not.
Roll those two.
Like, can you stop? Please stop. Stop it.
What did you think of this episode?
I liked it. It was cute. I feel like I went, oh, for like half of this episode. It was very cute.
We got off the heels of the grand trial, which was also pretty good.
It opened with the nightmare, did it not?
No, it opened with a recap of the grand trial. It opened up with Rockruff remembering that it attacked Rowlett.
Wasn't that a nightmare?
No. I mean,
How did Rockruff get outside in the middle of the night? I thought it was a nightmare.
No.
What?
They open with Rockruff staring at sleeping Rowlett.
Okay.
And then Rockruff plays the scene in his head. And then he gets all upset and then he leaves.
Okay, so basically it was a nightmare.
I mean, it was just him remembering.
It was a daydream. It was a recollection that happened at nighttime. Ended
with the bad
experience.
What kind of nightmares are you having that are just like repeating yesterday's events? You're like, all of yesterday was a nightmare. And I dreamt it. I lived yesterday twice.
Okay, don't get too real with me, okay?
It was a nightmare.
Okay. Let's not get too real. Anyway, it was a nightmare. Sorry, I was very confused, actually. I definitely thought it was.
Rockruff cannot go to sleep. Deep in thought, plays back the moment where it bites Rowlett. It then decides to leave, in which Pikachu notices and then wakes up Ash. So that's what happens at the beginning of the episode. We see Tapu Lele flying around Akala. It is the guardian of Akala. Fun fact, because I was looking up.
I wonder if I'll know this.
Do you know? I was looking. Somebody said, we need. I was streaming. Somebody was like, we need a rooster Pokemon.
Okay.
Can you? There's a rooster Pokemon. Do you know what it is?
What gen is it?
It's kind of cheating, but it is a rooster.
What gen is it?
Gen 7.
What? Can I have a hint?
It's related to Tapu Lele.
What? Is it not Tapu Lele?
It's not. No. They are not a rooster.
What? What is... Wait. Was it in the episode?
It was not in this episode.
Okay, well, then how am I supposed to know?
It is Tapu Koko.
I almost swore.
It was a pretty good hit.
I almost swore. That's not...
So, when Tapu Koko closes its shell...
That's not fair. No.
It's the image... The mask is of that of a rooster.
Okay, sounds...
But when I was looking this... Or not looking this up, I guess proving somebody that... To somebody that we do have a, you know, rooster inspired Pokemon. It is interesting because the trivia I'm about to tell is there are four Hawaiian gods.
Yes.
There's the, and the Tapus represent.
Yes.
The four Hawaiian gods.
What? Okay.
But the word, Tapu.
Yes.
Is Hawaiian. Or sacred or holy.
Yes. Tapu, that doesn't sound, that's not surprising.
And then the word.
Wow.
Koko.
Yes.
Is it's a Hawaiian onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. Do you know what that means?
Or a rooster crowing.
Did you know what onomatopoeia meant before this? No shade to
it
you.
It is a
no,
the
I'm asking,
formation.
I know what onomatopoeia is.
I am pulling up the dictionary in my mind. There is no... Unfortunately, the dictionary does not exist on the computer with a right click, but it is the formation of a word from a sound associated with what its name is, such as a cuckoo or a sizzle.
Yes.
I usually, you know, don't pull that out for everyone. I don't want to impress, but...
You don't want to impress who, me or whoever?
Well, you know, just whoever's listening.
Oh, okay. So not me, even though I already knew what that meant. But I'm glad that you shared this with me.
Yes, yeah.
I think I was walking around the house when you were having that conversation, and I think you were like, onomatopoeia or something, and you didn't say onomatopoeia, and I was like, oh, no.
I had to look this up, though. Wasn't in the back of my head like onomatopoeia.
Isn't TikTok an onomatopoeia?
Sure.
I always get that confused with...
TikTok, won't stop everyone down
the stairs. I love
Kesha,
but like, no, that is not how the song goes. I always get onomatopoeia confused with another word.
I had to look this up, though, as you're figuring out your dilemma. Tapu Lele, Lele, sorry, as the anime says it, is the second part, the Lele part, is Hawaiian for butterfly. So I guess it's more of a butter. When I was watching this episode, I was like, I know Tapu Koko's mask is that of a rooster, but I couldn't figure out Lele's mask. But
did you say
mask.
Butterfly?
Yes.
That makes sense from how it opens.
Yeah, I think Bulu's is very easy.
I don't remember what Tapu Bulu even looks
like. It's the bull. They have the bull or the ring through their nose, and I think Finny is a mermaid. Yes, Finny is a mermaid or a siren. Now,
sirens are cool. What's interesting? I mean, not really cool, but they're kind of cool.
What's interesting that we learned in Japan, which we kind of, at least I kind of knew because I was telling you about how Articuno's Japanese name is Freezer, but we saw little Japanese kids running around and they would pick up legendary Pokemon, and it was very cute when like a little Japanese boy would be like Necrozma or like Lunala. Like, that was very cute.
Are you talking about when the names were the same?
Yeah. Okay. So all legendary and mythical Pokemon have the same names no matter what language.
Yes.
With the exception of a few, notably Zapdos, Articuno, and Moltres is like free. I know Articuno is Freezer. I can't ever remember the other two. But Altar Beasts don't fall under that because they're not technically considered legendary or mythical. They're Altar Beasts. We asked the Pokemon Center rep how to say Nihiligo, and I can't even remember what came out of her mouth, but it was very complicated. I noticed that the Tapu's names are also not. They're the other exception. It's not Tapu Lele or Tapu Koko. It's Kapu and then a different word. So Kapu, K-A-P-U, is one letter off from Tapu, but it is still the same meaning. It is still Hawaiian for sacred or holy. And then the second part still means the same thing. So in Japanese, it still means, for Lele, at least, it still means butterfly. I don't know if it's because, like, those letters together are hard for them to say, so they switched it.
It might be,
Like, they struggle saying Tapu, so they just say Kapu?
Well, I just know that usually with a lot of languages, like, certain languages don't have a lot of some sounds sometimes. Is it R? Like, some languages don't have an R sound. Like, usually, so when people are trying to learn, like, English or another language that has, like, that sound, it's hard for people to do because it's not something that they ordinarily are able to form in their mouths. That's why sometimes, I don't know, I read English is like one of the hardest languages to learn. So I'm always like, I would never want to learn English if I didn't know English.
Did you ever figure out your other word?
No.
Okay.
It's hard. Words are hard.
So Tapu Lele is seen gliding through the sky. And this is where Rockruff is using Rock Throw against a cliff, and then dodging the rocks to train itself. Tapu Lele finds the amusement and decides to join in and destroys the whole side of the cliff and then starts a battle with Rockruff. Now, at the time, I think we were both very confused because Lele seemed... Well, it's an island guardian.
Yes.
Get why it would be attacking Rockruff. We do discover later why that is.
I realized something right before we learned what was happening. But I will reveal that in just a moment.
Okay. And then we get back to Ash and Pikachu finding Rockruff running away, and then Ash and Pikachu stumbling back into Panolia Town?
Yeah, I don't know why I was so amused by that in the episode when Kiawe was like, we looked all over Panola Town or something. I was like, oh my God. Maybe it's because whenever you would do anything like hatching eggs and stuff, you would just be running around that area.
Yep.
But I was just like, that's hilarious.
You gotta fit it in. Somebody has to draw that town. Ash informs the party that Rockruff is missing, so they all start the searching. Then we get this weird cut to Gladion, who we were not expecting to be in this episode.
Emo Lord.
Ah. But Gladion's midnight form, Lycanroc, hears Rockruff, and then Gladion lets Lycanroc leave.
That whole sequence, I was like, wow, he's being so soft.
We've talked to, I think we... I
already like him in the anime more than I did in the game.
Yeah, so the perception of some people in games and anime are like not fully fleshed out. And I would assume that the people working on the anime probably consult with, you know, the characters designed in the game. I'm sure that somebody on the team wasn't like, let's just make Olivia clumsy. I'm sure that was like part of, you know, when they were designing her, they were like, what traits does she want? And then the animation team was like, okay, this was the traits that, you know, Game Freak / the Pokemon Company.
Maybe. It also could have been like a creative freedom thing.
It could be.
Where it's like, that's not important enough to be like, no, so why not?
Like, yeah, but some characters match pretty well. Like, Lorna and Hobbs from Black
Lenora.
She is very like strong and clearly wears the pants in that relationship, and that was very apparent in
wears the pants.
Assertive.
They both can wear pants. Continue.
In the game, I think that's very obvious. But then when they translated that to the anime, it was also the same thing.
I'm gonna be bitter forever that I wanted to be them for Halloween one year, and you were like, no.
Their designs are so basic.
You're basic.
But going back,
I'm kidding.
Going back, I feel like Lily's anime character does match her video game character.
Mm-hmm.
Lana's matches 100%. I feel like Mallow's matches. I think Kaoe matches. Sophocles is definitely more annoying than he was in the video game, but I think that's only because
Sophocles, I can't stand.
But
in the anime.
I think that's only because we don't get a lot of Sophocles in the video game.
I think that, what's his name? Don't tell me. What's his name? It's right at the, I can't remember his name.
Who are you talking about?
Sophocles' mentor.
Mullane?
Yeah. I feel like that is an element that I wish we had. Obviously, we don't have it and we won't for a while, but like, I think that probably softened it too.
Oh.
It was like the lack of knowledge that we had about Sophocles, plus how there was this whole other like element in the game that he was associated with. And in the anime, he's kind of just there.
Well, before...
And this is before the game.
This is before the game. So I would assume that Ash will have to probably meet and battle with Mullane, because Mullane should still be the trial leader.
Hopefully. And Sophocles is like, wow.
Wow.
I can be a non... irritating human.
The other thing is, like, I remember Alder being very goofy and very, like, I'm an old grandpa that cracks these jokes that aren't really funny, but, like, Alder never seemed like that in the video game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm like, where was that disconnect? Because maybe I just didn't pick up on those social cues on his video game character. Or maybe they just didn't give enough of his video game character, but I could have been oblivious and missed it all, but Alder specifically... seemed very different than his anime character. But going specifically to Gladion, they seem similar, except we're seeing a side of Gladion.
We didn't see until way later.
Way later, and also every time we saw Gladion, he was almost putting on a like strong fake persona.
You said persona!
Whereas, because there are people around that he needs to...
Yeah.
But because of the anime, we're seeing him not interact with people where I think he's more comfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't think that his character's that much different than the video game character, but I love his character.
I'm very pleased. I was like, oh, he's so soft. And then, like, I thought the whole, like, I think I said this too when Type Null came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh, if you didn't play the game, I would have been like, what is happening?
Because, oh, to Type Null?
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, the whole thing about Type Null and Type Full and blah, 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 blah. But I was still like, oh, wow.
It's cool too, because you don't also get Type Null in the game like you do in the anime. Of its Pokedex entry says that it's wearing that helmet to suppress its power, and it's very uncomfortable. And that's part of the, like, Aether Foundation trying to control Type Null with that helmet. But when you see, this is the debut of Type Null, when you see Type Null come out, you can just see it in pain, and it is very upset that it is wearing this helmet. And you feel bad for it. Like, it justifies the fact that Gladion, quote-unquote,
steals.
He was,
like, pacifying. Like, I think seeing that relationship, too, was, like... Like, the motivations that Lily and Gladion both had in the game, I feel like we're seeing bits and pieces of that in the... I don't know. It complements well.
This then moves back to...
Well, that was when, at the end of that scene, was when I think Lycanroc sensed something.
Yes,
and then,
and leaves.
And then Gladion was like, okay, if you gotta go, just be back by nightfall. Bye.
Do your thing. So this comes full circle to Olivia's Lycanroc, which is midday form, and then Gladion's Lycanroc, which is midnight form. They find Rockruff, they see Rockruff is injured, and then they take Rockruff to where the battle just happened, which is on the, you know, Guardian's sacred grounds, which we do see in the game, except it's illustrated a bit differently here. But this is where Ash and Olivia had their grand trial. And we see, you know, right prior to this, we see a young goose get healed, which just reminds me of how cute young goose is. I think young goose
said that too. You're like, oh, it's so cute.
It is really cute. I love it. He's like a little, like, angry ferret. but they bring the Rockruff there. That is when all the humans also come full circle. And then we learn the truth about Lele, where it wants to play.
But it's like, oh, I'm super strong. Sorry, I'm just damaging you.
And it doesn't realize it's super strong. But that answers our question from earlier of, like, why would an island guardian just attack Rockruff? But it just doesn't know its own power.
Yeah. The reason why I knew that was because earlier I had asked people what Pokemon type I would be. And so I was reading about just, like, Pokemon types and, like, inspiration and stuff for different Pokemon, and I was reading about Tapu Lele, and I was like, oh, that's so cute. It's just passionate but oblivious that it's hurting people. Oh,
is that you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I
like,
don't think so.
Is this something I learn after marriage?
Oh, jeez. What? No. But yeah, so I was like, oh, I love how I literally was reading about this yesterday.
We get a whole scene where Ash protects the Rockruff from Tapu Lele's playfulness, and then Lele does a draining kiss on two Lycanrocs and Ash, and then restores HP, health, energy back to Rockruff.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny. Like, it was just like, haha, I'm gonna knock you guys out, and then, like, whatever, give that health back to Rockruff. Like, I don't know, I thought it was funny.
Then Tapu Lele leaves and everyone wakes up, and then Rockruff starts staring at the setting sun, which the sunset, which is inherently glowing orange, but then turns to a luminous green.
Green flash, is that what it's called?
I think so.
That's like an optical illusion, I know.
And then Rockruff evolves into Dusk Lycanroc. And then the trio all howl. Rotom explains that there is no data on this Lycanroc.
It was very distressed.
Kukui explains that the green flash is very rare, can only be seen when the sun rises or sets. Olivia starts crying at the beauty of the green flash, comments, anyone who sees it receives good luck. Ash also notices the Lycanroc's eyes are the same color as the green flash, which I actually didn't notice until this episode, that Dusk form Lycanroc has green eyes. And then the next morning they head back to Mele Mele, and they are leaving Akala. There's a major event we missed. Gladion's type null is already nicknamed Sylvali.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know if they said that in the English, but according to the Japanese version.
That's interesting.
Okay, so to the Lycanroc stuff, this is pretty interesting because it's one of the episodes that signify a new Pokemon before a video game. We've seen this before with something like Togepi. I believe we got Dawnfan in the first Pokemon movie before Gold and Silver came out, if I remember correctly. But this episode aired August 10th, 2017 in Japan and October 22nd, 2017 in the United States. And Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, I believe, came out November 16th. We learned about Duskform Lycanroc. Sorry, November 17th, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon came out. So we learned about Duskform Lycanroc before the new game, and it is one of, you know, Game Freak loves to sell you a $40 game with a couple new Pokemon. One of them being this, even though it, you know, doesn't matter what Lycanroc you get, it completes the dex entry, but we also got Poiple and Naganadel and Zeraora and Blacephalon and Stakataka. But this was one of the ones that, you know, debuted in the anime before the actual video game. So they did something right and kept this Lycanroc a secret for quite a while. I don't think it was a last minute addition.
Yeah. Unlike some things. I think that Duskform Lycanroc is super cute.
You like it more than the other ones?
Yes. But I mean, Midnight form is pretty sweet. But Midday form is also pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're all cool. And I like, because the anime has a good range of colors compared to the 3DS, they're very different. They were very different standing next to each other.
Yeah, and I like their stances too.
Whereas I think at least when I first saw Duskform Lycanroc, I was like, oh, that doesn't look that different. Mm-hmm. But seeing them all lined up at the end of this episode, I was like, man, they all look pretty different and they're very cool.
You got more trivia?
I have some information about what is this green flash.
I just said, ma'am.
Green flashes. Wait, would you just call me ma'am?
I did. See? What about it?
Are enhanced by mirages, which increase refraction. The green flash is more likely to be seen in stable, clear air when more of the light from the sun setting reaches the observer without being scattered. One might expect to see a blue flash, since blue light is reflected most of all, and the blue component of the sun's light, therefore, the very last to disappear below the horizon, but the blue is preferentially.
I can't see what word you're looking at. I was like
preferentially, but the blue is preferentially scattered.
Preferentially
out of the line of sight, and the remaining light ends up appearing green.
Preferentially.
That's what I said.
That means preferred.
It doesn't say how rare it is in real life, but I would assume that it's rare. That's what Kukui said. Why would he lie?
I mean, it's like an optical illusion. So it's not really, I think it's just a bunch of different factors. I also bet, like, it could be one of those things where, actually, never mind. Because I was going to say, maybe it's one of those things where one person sees it, but someone else doesn't see it. But I don't really think that's probably not the case.
Maybe unless you were green colorblind.
Red, green.
Some trivia here. The English dub was released in the iTunes store on October 22nd, 6 days before the actual episode aired in the United States. You could have guessed I saw see it early. And the ending animation was updated to include Ash's Lycanroc instead of Rockruff. This is also the first time in the anime, it only took them 947 episodes,
the 76th episode.
Oh, sorry. Was it 976? It was in 975 episodes. We have never seen a Pokemon in a Premier Ball.
Oh, you were so stoked about that.
Until now.
I was like, oh, it's so sweet. And then you're like, is that a Premier Ball? I was like,
The writers.
You are so excited.
None of them on staff have ever played a Pokemon game. They forgot the Premier Ball existed, and they're like,
Didn't we just see an Ultra Ball like three episodes ago?
Both were Gladion. He's pushing boundaries. He's pushing animation boundaries. He's coming in, being sassy, being an edgelord, bringing Ultra Balls.
Yeah, but let's
bringing Premier Balls to the table here.
Let's not insult him.
No, I'm no insult needed. sometimes you gotta bring what others are not.
Never mind.
That's it. That's our episode.
Awesome possum. I mean, awesome possum. Awesome blossom. There's my new phrase. Awesome blossom.
Hope you guys enjoyed this. We do this every week. We are almost done with season 20. We took like 2 months off because of our wedding. We've been doing pretty much weekly episodes since we got back from said wedding.
We got back from our wedding.
Yeah, we went away for a long time, several years. We'll be back next week with Mimikyu Unmasked for the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you want to continue listening to these episodes or older episodes, you sign up for Patreon. ISE.cash for $5 a month. You get 4 of these episodes a month, unless Irene tells me she can't record for some reason. But I think we only missed 1 week so far this year.
It's been one. Okay. Sorry.
Since you looked at me. What is that? Jimmy Eat World?
No, it's Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh. So we'll be back next week with episode 38. And then we are almost done with the season, which I think is episode 43.
41, 42, I thought. Were the crossover ones.
43 and 44.
Oh.
Is the Misty and Brock double parter. So we'll probably into one episode. Because it is a two-part episode.
I thought you were going to just end right there. I was ready because you said because, and I was like, I can't breathe. Okay, sorry.
All right. We'll see you guys next week because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.